During several days of investigation in Gaza, which I wrote about at the time for Agence France-Presse, I found nothing to corroborate the Israeli allegations. But there were other charges I could not assess, based as they were on Halabi's confession, which has never been made public, as well as on financial records and secret evidence. In the days after Israel's announcement, World Vision's leaders were in emergency meetings. They had seen no evidence of Halabi's alleged wrongdoings, but the Israeli accusations threatened not just their support to Palestinians, but the charity's entire future. If Hamas had indeed breached World Vision's systems, it meant all their work was vulnerable to manipulation. Within 2 weeks of the Shin Bet press conference, Germany and Australia suspended all funding for World Vision projects in Gaza. The Australians threatened to cut all funding to World Vision globally, about $40 million a year. On August 6th, World Vision's then-president Kevin Jenkins set up a crisis team. Chaired by the charity's chief administrative officer, Andrew Morley, at first the team met daily via video link. It had about 10 members, some in the region and others in head office. They had to deal with strong emotions inside the organization. A decade earlier, allegations of corruption had emerged against a number of senior World Vision staff in Liberia. After receiving proof of their guilt, the organization cut the staff off and provided evidence to the prosecution. Some in senior management favored a similar approach to Halabi, Lennerberg recalled. They would say, "Why would the Israeli authorities go out so prominently with such a huge media campaign if there wasn't some truth to it?" It was a very difficult conversation. Others, particularly those based in the Middle East who knew Halabi, argued he must be treated as innocent until proven guilty. They reached a compromise. World Vision would pay Halabi's legal fees unless and until it was presented with clear evidence of his guilt. Those fees could run into hundreds of thousands of dollars. World Vision declined to comment on the exact cost so far. The same month, it commissioned Deloitte, one of the world's biggest auditing firms, and US law firm DLA Piper to review all their spending, which one source said cost an additional $7 million. World Vision declined to confirm this. The results would reveal fundamental problems with the Israeli case.